This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. On this World AIDS Day, we look back at the early time of this disease as a reminder of how our understanding of HIV/AIDS has developed and how much further there is to go in fighting the disease. We're bringing you the first report about AIDS-related health problems broadcast on NPR. It comes from July 1981. The reporter is Laurie Garrett. Garrett's report does not contain the terms HIV or AIDS. It does describe the outbreak of a rare form of cancer among gay men.
Kaposi's sarcoma is a rare form of cancer usually seen exclusively among African men. Normally, only about 2 to 4 cases of Kaposi's sarcoma are seen in a city the size of, for example, New York, each year, usually occurring in older men. But in the last 3 months, 28 cases of Kaposi's sarcoma have been reported in this country, all occurring among gay men, most of them young. The symptoms of the disease may vary, but usually men develop small bluish nodules on the skin of their legs, upper body, and mouth. They find themselves sick, suffering from fevers. Infectious disease specialist Dr. John Gullett of the St. Francis Hospital in San Francisco treated some of the first cases in this new outbreak.
We first became aware of a problem in the gay community when we encountered a patient who had Kaposi's sarcoma throughout his body. And in discussing with other skin doctors in the country, we found that there was indeed a funny outbreak.
Every man suffering from Kaposi's sarcoma also has an unusual viral infection. It's called cytomegalovirus, and it may be connected to this puzzling new cancer outbreak. The virus can be sexually transmitted and is fairly common in the gay community. Generally, it's a harmless virus, but in extreme cases, it can destroy the ability of the immune system, our body's disease-fighting system, to muster attacks against many infections. The result is that 8 young gay men have died this year, struck by the virus and by Kaposi's sarcoma, and then rapidly rendered helpless in the face of other, usually harmless, infectious agents. Dr. John Gullett.
It's hard to say whether or not the cytomegalovirus is actually causing this, but it seems almost as though it could be convicted by circumstantial evidence.
Scientists have theorized about the association between some viruses and cancer for years, but no form of human cancer has ever been absolutely proven to be caused by a virus. Even if cytomegalovirus is the cause of Kaposi's sarcoma, why is it especially active now? Dr. Gullett.
Why at this point in time suddenly something would change the way the disease behaves is open to speculation. Certainly, all over the country, scientists are working on this question with some sense of urgency. It may be that we have a particularly virulent mutant strain of virus.
Dr. Gullett and the Centers for Disease Control say the gay community shouldn't be overly alarmed about Kaposi's sarcoma, but young men suffering from unusual fevers and small bluish skin nodules should see a physician immediately. In the meantime, the CDC will be watching Kaposi's closely. For National Public Radio, I'm Laurie Garrett.
That report from more than 20 years ago on a mysterious outbreak in the gay community of a rare form of cancer. The report was first broadcast on NPR's Morning Edition on July 3, 1981. Laurie Garrett is now a medical and science writer for Newsday.